you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think that this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not awfully disgusting purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Greetings and salutations, humans. It's Crab Diving Thursday, coming at you from Los Angeles, California. It's a little after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little after 5 p.m. out east. If it ain't that time, then you're probably listening to a rerun. Thank you for your time either way. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. How's everybody doing out there in Crabland.
Crabland. Crab Nation, we could probably still use that.
Yeah, why wouldn't we?
I think we're going to get
I love it.
Or anything.
No, we're not going to get sued. Kate, quit being distracting.
I don't know, the dog's having a moment back there. thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. We are streaming live for the next couple of hours here till 4 p.m. Pacific. We are available for your contact at Crab Diving on Twitter, at Crab Diving, one word. Also, that's our Scream name.
Scream name.
It is.
It's available our full contact.
Screen name on the Skype is Crab Diving, or you can give us a call on the telephone type machine, 323-601-5427, 323-601-LIBS.
Oh, my God, the lines are open.
The lines be open. What's going on? Did I say my name?
Yeah, you're Patrick Vile.
Yeah, you're Ryan
Pfeiffer. I'm Ryan Pfeiffer.
Okay, there we go. That's what I've got.
Really?
Yeah, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, everyone.
tons of shit going on.
Oh, my God.
In the world. I've been really distracted today.
Oh, Facebook.
Again with Facebook.
Our buddy Randy.
One of our buddies on there. Yeah, Randy is slinging his bullshittery as usual.
Well, it's nice that he participates.
He cares.
Now.
He does. And fires up some right. of our other fans on the fan page. So go to our Facebook and join in. Facebook.com/crabdiving.
Cha-ching. I kind of feel like on the internet and stuff like that, people don't really notice unless there's an argument or some sort of controversy going on. You know, nobody is interested in
right.
a bunch of people getting along,
yeah,
be fair.
We preach to the choir on our page very frequently, although we're trying to let people know some shit that's going on out there. Bullshit from the right-wing nut jobbery.
Oh, yes.
We don't go trolling on, or I don't go trolling on the right wing nut job sites.
No, I don't either.
But apparently, you know, there are people that do, but there seem to be a lot of right wing nut jobs that love to troll on the liberal site.
I think, you know why? Because we're more entertaining than most right wing nut job sites.
Probably. Obama. Well, that's that one
simpletons.
Guy's argument.
They're simpletons.
His
they're not funny.
Argument. Every time. Oh, yeah.
Obama.
Well, what about Obama?
What about him? He's a really smart guy that worked hard yeah. and ended up, he was president. And he's black. I know. I know he's black, guys.
There was a volcano in Hawaii the other day. Oh, yeah. Well, what about Obama?
Kenya.
That's that guy's argument.
Yeah, yeah. Benghazi.
We can probably see what's going on in the news.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, let's see what the commie, pinko, liberal,
effete
Huffington Post has to say today. Ariana Huffington ordered her people to put a photograph of the Supreme Court on the front, and it says, Greenhouse, Supreme Court at stake.
Oh, shit. This sounds climate-related.
Overturning Obamacare would change the nature of the Supreme Court. Oh, it's an op-ed piece from the New York Times.
Oh.
And they're talking about I think they're talking about whether, you know, there's, if it gets overturned.
Yes.
Because of this ridiculous little mistake in the wording.
Right.
Really what it's all about, this latest case. A lot of people were in disbelief that the Supreme Court even picked up the case, because it's so ridiculous that any reasonable person could look at it and say, well, obviously this was the intent of it. Let's fix it.
Are they trying to justify their existence?
Well, they're trying. They think that the Supreme Court is going to pull some political shenanigans.
Bullshittery.
And just try to gut Obamacare, which, by the way, if they got it right now, millions of people instantly lose their health care.
Disenfranchised, IVs pulled out of skins and veins.
I saw one estimate that said 10,000 people may die.
Right. What happens if they...
Because of loss of care.
That's ridiculous. What happens if they repeal Obamacare... In the midst of an operation, what does the doctor do? Does he just drop his scalpel into your gaping wound and go about his business?
Yeah, in the libertarian world, that's exactly what happens.
Fuck you. I will not even close this.
So the Greenhouse in the title is her name. It's Linda Greenhouse.
God.
It doesn't have to do with the greenhouse.
Jesus Christ. So, I saw that too today, and I was like, oh, we're going to talk about climate shit today.
The Huffington Post links over to the New York Times, which has an op-ed piece from Linda Greenhouse.
Oh, that's funny.
Saying that she thinks that it would change the nature of the Supreme Court.
Friend of mine is thinking about calling in today, friend of the show, and he asked me, what are you guys talking about today? And I just opened up HuffPo and I saw Greenhouse. I was like, oh, climate stuff probably.
Right.
God damn. The worst producer in the world.
She says, I have no doubt that the justices who cast the necessary votes to add King versus Burwell to the court's docket were happy to help themselves to a second chance to do what they couldn't quite pull off 3 years ago.
Yummy.
To those justices, I offer the same advice I give my despairing friends. Read the briefs. If you do, and you proceed to destroy the Affordable Care Act nonetheless, you will have a great deal of explaining to do.
Some explaining.
Not to me, but to history.
Lucy, you got some explaining to do?
So she thinks that it will be... it's, you know, shitting on, it's a ridiculous use of
right.
Obvious. And the lunatics on the right are the ones who always scream about advocate judges, activist judges. Look at what those activist judges are doing. They're doing things that people don't want.
Yeah.
Like enforcing civil rights and shit, because we don't want that.
Yeah, God.
Those evil courts making us lock black people and let them in our businesses and shit. And what? People marry him.
Well, listen, to be fair, Republican McGee over there, you don't have to like them. You just have to respect their human rights and not discriminate. That's all. No one's asking you to like anyone.
Right.
I mean, you know, who cares what you like? Who cares what the right-wing fucking nut jobs like? They have horrible taste. Look at the shit they go to see at the movies. You fucking, I don't know, what do they see?
Well, and television.
Right.
I mean, oh, honey, boo boo. Thanks, guys. Yeah.
The Learning Channel.
Although, not, I mean, that's kind of people. That's people laughing at right wing. But Duck Dynasty, that's not one that people point and laugh, is it? That's what people
know.
Are like, yeah, America.
I do.
Well, you don't watch it, though.
No.
I mean, the people that actually
watch it,
like Duck Dynasty and watch
they
it,
love it.
They're not watching it and going, haha, look at these dumb rednecks. They're going, that's America. That's like me.
Phil,
hating homos and stuff like you're supposed to.
Hell, Phil Robertson, he ain't hateful. That's just who he is. You just don't. That's what people say. Well, you haven't given him a chance. You haven't really read anything he's written or, you know. Like, I got to read his book. That's what people are like. Read his book, then you'll understand. No. I'm not going to read something written by Phil Robertson while there's breath in my lungs.
And he's loving when he's discriminating against you. That's what the Christians say.
Well, he does it nicely.
While we're hating on you and trying to hope that you burn in the entire eternal fires of hell, we love you.
Right.
That's their opinion.
It sucks.
Now that's a woman. They got to where they're getting hard to find. mainly because these boys are waiting till they get to be about 20 years old before they marry them. Look, you wait till they get to be 20 years old, the only picking that's going to take place is your pocket. You got to marry these girls when they're about 15 or 16, they'll pick your ducks.
And they'll pick your ducks. That's what Duck Dynasty speak is.
They'll pick your ducks.
And as Phil was speaking, the Huffington Post updated.
Oh no!
To a brand new headline.
Right.
Health hack. China suspected.
Oh, they're hacking into the medical industry in America.
Dun dun dun! Signs of China sponsored attacks. I guess. Oh, this is that Anthem Inc.
Oh.
Data breach. Investigators are pursuing evidence that point to Chinese state-sponsored hackers stealing personal information from healthcare companies for purposes of other than pure profit.
Why are they stealing them? What the fuck is that about? What's wrong with the Chinese?
The breach exposed social security numbers and other sensitive details of 80 million customers.
Oh, great.
Is one of the biggest thefts of medical-related data, customer-related data in U.S. history.
Why don't you go and steal some of people's the bills? Ruin the billing thing so they can't tell who owes what. I'd support that hack.
The attack appears to follow a pattern of thefts of medical data by foreigners seeking a pathway into the personal lives of a select group.
Oh.
Defense contractors.
Very special.
Government workers and others. So I wonder if they're trying to dig up shit on people to use to turn them into spies or something.
Well, maybe they're just getting their social security numbers. They're going to do some identity theft just to fuck with them.
Well, it said they're not doing it for profit.
Oh, okay. Oh, they're looking for dirt. I see what you mean. Ooh.
Hackers could use the stolen information, which Anthem said in its case included birth dates and email addresses, to conduct phishing attacks on customers who unwittingly provide access to their company's networks.
Oh, so it is for profit.
No, it's to break into, like, they find somebody who works for the Defense Department and they hack into, they get all their information from these shitheads. Then they hack into their email. Then they send them an email that says, oh, hey, this is so-and-so from somewhere else in your life.
Oh my God.
I need your login information for this and this. And then they can get into these government systems, maybe.
Jesus. What are we supposed to do?
And they say they are investigating whether foreign interests are using personal, financial, or medical information as leverage to gain intelligence.
Oh my God.
From people who want their information to stay private. So they could, you know, find something.
What are you guys?
Some shenanigans going on and threaten to out you.
Yes.
If you don't spy for them.
Bob McGee over here has a skin condition that he's a little embarrassed about, doesn't want to share with everyone. So he's just going to go give the launch codes to some fucking nuclear sub.
Right.
Nuclear. I was saying that ironically. Okay. I know how to say nuclear.
The breach fits the pattern of a hacking unit called Deep Panda.
God, that's awesome.
Over the last several months has targeted both defense contractors and the healthcare industry. So that's the
Deep
new
Panda
headline. Hot off the presses.
At Deep Panda. Do you think that's a Twitter? It's gotta be.
I think it's a porno.
Oh, really?
Probably.
Oh, it's bestiality. Speaking of, God, that's in the news today. Oh, shit. I know we're at the headlines. By the way, I have a bestiality story I might share later if I can dig it up in Hootsuite.
I see.
It's hard-hitting. It's so necessary that I share it with our audience.
You don't have it? We go to the headline. We can go to the Drudge. Okay, we can check out the morons over at the Drudge and see what is number one in their heads. And I know what it is. We've already had one of our right-wing nut jobs drop this shit on our page as an argument. Of something that the commie Muslim gay
right
usurper tyrant feckless race baiter
give it up.
I'm sure there's many, many more.
Are they very funny as well?
In chief, in that our president. There's a photograph of Barack Hussein Obama
Kenyan, gay.
In a church with a cross behind him.
Really?
And then it says, quote, terrible deeds in name of Christ.
Uh-oh.
Now, what happened was...
terrible deeds.
To quote the Hollywood hick.
Dirty deeds.
President Obama condemned those who seek to use religion...
right.
...as for reason to carry violence. He said, no God condones terror.
Hear, hear.
Although...
no God.
Some of the followers of God obviously do.
Yes, and I might even say there is no God.
Different
so
gods.
How would that even be?
During the national prayer breakfast,
oh, God.
He said, we're summoned to push back against those who would distort our religion with their nihilistic ends.
Can you have a prayer lunch, or is it only socially acceptable to do it for breakfast?
He said the Islamic State are militants in a death cult.
Right.
He did apparently, like I saw on the Daily Caller, one of the headlines was, Obama finally refers to ISIS as Islamic extremists or something like that, or Islamic terrorists.
Fucking God.
He finally.
Tucker Carlson shit paper, the Daily Caller, correct?
Right.
Yeah,
because we know, you know, any of the diplomacy or anything that's going on behind the scenes is pales in comparison. The president's got to step up on the TV and tell the drool cuppers over at Fox that they're Islamic terrorists.
God, he's at a prayer breakfast. Isn't that good enough for them? He's at a prayer breakfast. Why does he go to a prayer brunch? What about a bottomless mimosa? Prayer brunch. That sounds better than prayer breakfast, doesn't it?
Yeah. Or how about prayer drinks?
Or how about just drinks?
The Obama said, unless we get on our high horse. Now, this is what happened. This is what happened. The president said that while religion is a source of good around the world, people of all faiths have been willing to, quote, hijack religion for their own murderous ends.
Oh, now, shit.
Here's where they're getting upset.
Okay.
Unless we get on our high horse and think that this is unique to some other place, remember that during the Crusades and Inquisition,
yes,
people committed terrible deeds in the name of Christ. In our home country, slavery and Jim Crow all too often were justified in the name of Christ. So they are fucking upset. How dare he shit on Christianity by saying that those evil things were done in the name of Christ.
How dare he hold a mirror up and say, here's who you are, stupid.
Exactly. It's how dare he quote history? How dare he speak facts? This is how they want to whitewash history with their ridiculous curriculum and say, well, the slavery wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
How dare you? Christians didn't do that. Christians didn't try to justify racism in the 50s and 60s, Ryan. That didn't happen at all.
When you go to church and you have slaves, are they allowed to come in with you or do they stay outside?
These aren't the droids you want.
Yeah, yeah. This is interesting. Were slaves allowed to go to church?
Yeah, sure. They had their own, obviously. Mm-hmm. They couldn't. Mm. But I think they did allow them.
Oh, really?
To... sure, had their own religious, I think. Yeah.
Wow, maybe it wasn't so bad. They could go to church.
Or maybe not. Maybe they just sang their spirituals. And
I mean, if you're owned, I imagine someone could say, no, you can't go to church today.
Or you're going to my church.
You're going to my church, whether you like it or not.
I mean, I don't think there was probably a lot of Christians running around in Africa.
I don't know.
Until they got brought here and saved by Jesus. And you know there's those out there that say that they should be thankful that we brought them to Jesus.
Oh, my God. Oh, yes.
I'm not kidding. I've seen that.
That's so stupid.
They should be thankful that we brought them to Jesus here in America. Otherwise, they'd be running around with bones in their noses.
Imagine going to work for someone else and not getting paid. Imagine that, yes, stupid asshole. Well,
that's what they're trying to get back to.
Oh, yes. What is it?
Get rid of minimum wage.
Fuck yeah.
Here, have a few breadcrumbs so you don't starve to death. You should be happy you get that.
Have a hug.
That's the libertarian dream.
You know what I pay? High fives. I pay in high fives. I give an amazing high five.
Right. So that's what's going on there. We've got a little bit later in the show a Glenn Beck moment coming up that It is really quite spectacular. We've got a funny story out of from our friends across the pond.
Hello.
This is, you've heard of Tesco? I guess it's their like Walmart.
What? A Tesco?
Where they have everything for sale. You could You could buy electronic goods and then go buy bananas. One of those places.
Can you buy happiness? Because there's not a lot of that there.
It's one of those things that have killed small business everywhere. Yeah. But, you know, the corporate boards are making money.
Is it a no-go zone? Are you allowed to go in there if you're white, or is this Tesco totally Muslim?
I don't know. Oh, yeah.
Like so many places in London.
It's not Birmingham.
According to Bobby Jindal.
Oh, God, what a turd.
What a moron.
A Tesco customer, Sari Morgan, 40 years old, is a father of one, went to Tesco Extra store in Swansea, South Wales.
Right.
They arrested him. He was with his own son at the time.
Uh-oh.
He was hauled in front of court where he was charged with causing the display of indecent matter.
Uh-oh. Somebody got out there, John Thomas.
No.
Okay.
To fuck around.
Uh-oh.
He uploaded some porn from his phone onto an iPad that was there on display.
Oh, my
as
God.
Its, and set it as its wallpaper.
How's that? Can't they just laugh at that and say, oh, that's kind of funny?
He realized he tried after a minute to remove the picture, realized he couldn't delete it. He was confronted by security staff who told him the picture was not a laugh. That's not a laugh. Because children often use the display iPads.
Yeah. What do you think they're downloading?
It was a picture of, quote, male and female genitalia performing a sex act.
A wiener. Oh, look, it's me Fanny.
He's a car mechanic.
Oh, really? He's having a wank.
A security guard followed him on the CCTV system and could see him hanging around one of the display pads. The guard on the CCTV zoomed in and could see the picture he uploaded.
Oh, shit, that's funny.
He even saw him resize it and then leave it clearly on display on the display case.
That's awesome.
He said he went to the store to buy a charger. he goes, I don't know. I realized I was wrong. I tried to remove it. I couldn't. I don't know what I was thinking. It was intended as a joke. Unfortunately, it backfired spectacularly.
Oh, my God.
It was not sexually motivated. It was an isolated and foolish decision.
But he was there with his son. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Dad's a real card.
I mean, there are people who would want him charged with a sex crime and forced to register for the rest of his life because they might have shown one of their little starfish, some penis going into somebody's starfish.
Right, right. Oh, hopefully.
Snowflake, jeez. Yeah.
I got to tell you, this guy's just trying to be funny. It may be poor judgment. I mean, God, you're your kid with Tesco, whatever the guy.
Well, and what's he got on his phone?
Some porn, man.
He's uploading shit from his phone.
I've got an unlimited data plan with lots of cock.
He faces 12 months, 100 hours of community service.
Shit, man. 100 hours.
$85 in court costs and pay the victim surcharge of 60 pounds.
Who's the victim?
Tesco.
Tesco.
Was violent.
Fuck Tesco. I'm sure they suck just like Walmart.
Well, he has to pay their court fees since he
I don't know
so that's what's going on with the Tesco customer
with stuff like that. Why doesn't this stupid fucking simpleton security guard say, you know, I'll just delete this from the iPad, go about my business?
Yeah, I don't know that I would call the popo on somebody like
would you
that.
Feel like an
like,
asshole?
What the hell are you doing?
Hi, oh my God, 911. Yeah, what's your emergency? Oh, there's a guy here. He's uploading porn from his phone onto some iPads at Walmart.
There's an iPad with a dick and a pussy on it right now.
Send the SWAT team.
Have you turned it off? I don't want to go near it. It's too distressing.
It's got porn on it.
It almost made me throw up my porridge.
I lost me porridge all over.
Right.
All over the screen.
Two are dead in an apparent murder-suicide at the University of South Carolina. Earlier, there were reports of an active injurer person
injury.
Person trying to be nasty to others. We can't say shooter, right?
No.
Because Wayne LaPierre gets a little upset if you say shooter because, you know, you're disparaging on guns by saying someone's a shooter all the time.
Right. We consider this a firearm misunderstanding.
There was a campus-wide lockdown. Large police response happened at 1:20 p.m.
No shit.
Inside the new School of Public Health Research Building.
No, wow. Public health. It's kind of ironic.
Two people were dead as a result of what appears to be a murder-suicide.
Hashtag 2A. This is our non-gun control society in action. Another success story. Wait. This is the opposite of that.
Right. A senior, Hayden Dunn, from Myrtle Beach, said he was in the building at 1 p.m. getting into an elevator, changing classes, when a police officer also got in. The officer asked whether anyone heard gunshots, but they hadn't. He said he went to class and an alarm sounded. 5 minutes later, people rushed outside and another officer said shots had been fired. He said otherwise you wouldn't have known anything happened.
Right. Now, was anybody armed there that could have protected everyone?
Well, the police that showed up.
Oh, okay.
He says police showed up SWAT teams with AR-15s, of course, and boners.
What is that? Big old fucking gun?
So that is what's going on there. That was a Fox News report I just read from.
Oh, God.
I feel dirty. Wow. I feel violated.
Jesus Christ.
Like I violated myself. It was the first link up there.
We're going to have to take a break. At Vile Experience needs a shower. Wash off the stupid.
And my computer needs something.
I think you need to get scrubbed down by the CDC with bleach.
Right.
God damn.
What else is going on in the world? I've got a story here that as soon as this fucking bitch opens. Oh, excuse me.
Ooh. Let me open up this bitch. Is that the name for your computer? Do you call it bitch?
Yes. That's exactly it. Later on, also, I've got a really fun list of religious book titles.
Oh, God.
from something called liberalamerica.org, 27 bizarre religious book titles.
Oh, my God. We could just do the whole show on that.
Some of them are incredible. Some of them are visual. You got to see the cover of the book, but goddamn.
Wait. Would this be better for Faithless Friday? Hashtag Faithless Friday?
Well, we don't have enough time on Friday for all the faithless stuff, though. I mean,
we'd be here all day.
Right. It's faithless show.
I'm acting like that's going to be the only story. Right. There's always going to be plenty of shit.
For example, I don't know what's happening. The North Carolina.
Right.
Here's a combination of two of our favorite stories. Right?
Is that our new bullet drop or something?
That was the bullets, but the voice that only you and I heard was only.
Oh, really?
Heard.
Oh, I love the bullets, though. They were great.
Stupid ad popping up. The reading from rawstory.com, a North Carolina man.
Oh, yeah.
Said this week that he was forced to shoot his son in the chest because he was possessed by demons.
Oh, good. Great. Now, this is both. This is Faithless Friday and Gun.
It wraps up, too.
Gun Thursday.
Too bad they're both white, or it could have been, you know, a race thing. he said he liked black people. Bang.
Right.
According to the Gaston Gazette.
Ooh.
Of Gaston County, North Carolina.
The Gaston Gazette. It sounds that I love the sound of that. It's great. Sexy.
78-year-old Ralph George Wilson told police he woke after midnight Tuesday morning. And now, nonetheless, I'm not saying his son might not have deserved a shooting in this instance.
But
because he got demons.
Yeah. It's because he's an asshole.
Because he's out of his mind. It's
oh,
crazy.
Really?
I got a bipolar boy trying to set my house on fire last night, and he's doing it again.
Uh-oh. Is this transcript from a 911 call?
He woke up to find his bed doused with a flammable liquid with his son standing over him. So I think his son was going to fucking burn him.
Wait a second. I have a different opinion about this story all of a sudden.
Right. Well, not possessed by demons.
He's bipolar. The kid's sick. He should be somewhere getting treatment.
He said he fired a warning shot in the wall first. Then he came at me, so I shot him. It was either me or him. I'm going to protect myself. I'm tired of it. He's demon possessed.
Oh, my God.
The demons are tormenting him. He tells me all the time demons are tormenting him. He cries like a little baby. When they attack him, he goes crazy.
Sounds like this guy sounds sympathetic to his condition, medical condition, but he is dousing him with gasoline. That's a little disconcerting.
During the 911 call, he said his wife had stepped outside. The son left the house after he shot him. Go tell him he better call on the Lord. Go tell him to pray.
Yeah.
Wilson instructed his wife. His soul's going to be lost. You better tell him.
He needs prayer or lithium. What do you think would help this guy more?
I think we have audio.
Oh, really?
It says, meanwhile, in the background, the wife was yelling, you shouldn't have shot him in the chest. I didn't know I was shooting him in the chest. I tried to shoot him lower.
Right.
I don't know nothing about guns. I have to protect myself.
I don't know nothing about birthing no babies.
Let's see if this is the actual audio, ladies and gentlemen.
Police in Gaston County, North Carolina, are investigating after a man shoots his mentally ill son in the chest. The 78-year-old man says his son is bipolar and schizophrenic. He says he woke the other night and his bed was doused with a flammable liquid and his son was standing over him. Says his son claimed to be a possessed demon and threatened to burn down their house. This morning, we're now hearing the 911 calls.
I got a bipolar boy. He was trying to set my house apart last night. He was doing it again, and he come at me, and I shot him. The demons is tormenting him. He's demon-possessed. He tells me all the time they're tormenting him.
The father grabbed a gun he kept near the bed and fired a warning shot into the wall, but said his son didn't back down. He said he fired a shot into his son's chest, barely missing his heart. The son suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Oh,
they don't have the rest of the, but that's the clip, the 911 clip of the gentleman who took a shot at his son because he was demon-possessed. Now, again, I don't have a problem with the guy taking a shot at the boy because the boy was going to set him afire. But the reason the boy was setting him afire is because the boy's mentally fucking ill, not because he needs to pray that he's possessed by the demons.
Yeah, there's nobody in this story that is particularly bright. Now, listen, the kid is ill. It's mean for me to say he's dumb, but I don't know. It's not the most enlightened view of his son's mental illness this father has.
Right. Speaking of enlightened.
Yes.
Mike Huckabee.
Oh, he's my favorite.
We've been talking frequently about Mr. Huckabee.
Simpleton McTubby for president.
When he was younger.
Right.
Do we have a call?
We have a caller on the line. Caller, go ahead. You're on Crab Diving.
It's Aaron Pita.
Oh, hey, this is Aaron Pita, very funny comic, located right here in beautiful Los Angeles, California.
And currently,
you're goddamn right.
A guest on the Cantilinguist podcast that's running 4 p.m. It'll be right after this live performance here on the network.
And it is available on iTunes, is that correct?
It is available on iTunes and on Stitcher or at crabdiving.com for all your listening pleasure attunes. What's up, Aaron? How's it going?
Pretty good. Pretty good. I was on Cantilinguist a few days back. Had a great time. We may or may not have smoked some pot.
Right.
I hear they do that. Stuff. Yeah, I hear they do that there.
Yeah, yeah. Talking about all sorts of the hottest topics in relation to cannabis of the day.
Oh, cool. You guys talk about medical marijuana?
Medical or recreational, whatever kind you want.
Yeah. You know what I'm worried about in... here's what I'm worried about in California. That they'll change this marijuana to recreational, and it'll ruin the great vibe that that currently goes on at these pharmacies, right? These
dispensaries.
Yeah, it's, which is there's like a hot Russian chick behind the counter, and nobody else is in there. You don't have to wait in line, and you tell them what you want. They let you smell everything in the jars, and you buy your shit, go about your business.
Well, why won't they do that at a regular store?
There'll be a bunch of shitheads in there. What do you think, PETA?
I think you run the danger of it turning into like any other franchised business, like a Starbucks, you know?
Yeah.
Where you got to wait in line forever, and you got to pay extra because people ought to have health insurance, all that bullshit.
It's because of fucking
Obama. I just want to get my drugs semi-illegally, like the good Lord intended.
Yeah. Oh, God, though. But do you miss your weed dealer on any level?
What's that?
Do you miss your old marijuana dealer?
Oh, no. The system in California is fantastic.
Oh, it's so great.
There's just enough of a barrier to entry to keep most people away.
Yeah.
And just the, semi-professional potheads get their weed. They never have to wait in line. Prices are fantastic now. I remember when they weren't. I mean, most places cap at $40 an eighth now, which is fantastic.
And yes.
I don't know if the prices will go up or drop when it goes recreational, but I guess more people will be stoned and less people will be drinking. I think things are going to be okay.
Oh, yeah. More people will be, tolerable.
Yeah, people will be less miserable, less aggressive.
Right.
Crime's gone down in Colorado.
Absolutely. Crime has gone down. Money is going back to the people, which is great.
Well, they'll take care of that.
I guess.
They'll fix that quick. They'll make sure.
I heard you guys were talking. Were you guys, I was just listening to you guys. Were you guys talking about shooting retards with shotguns?
No. No. Listen. How dare you? The guy is he's not mentally handicapped. The guy has what does he have?
He's mentally ill.
He's bipolar.
The dad said bipolar, but the dad also said he was possessed by demons. Right. So I'm not going to take his diagnosis as something from the DCN.
Jury's still out. Jury's still out. Perhaps the demon was bipolar or retarded.
The demon was bipolar. It's not him that's sick. It's the demon of his asshole.
I've been possessed by a slow ghost. It's horrendous.
A mentally challenged succubus.
Oh, yes. Oh, I like that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't fault the guy for shooting him when the guy's poured kerosene on the bed that he's sleeping in.
That's terrifying.
That might...
Yeah, if there's an excuse to shoot somebody, it's if they douse your sleeping area with petroleum distillate. I think
that's... Yeah.
Right. Unless you're some fucked up fetishist that's into that.
Oh, yeah, that's
true. Like some oil fucker.
If it's consensual, hey, man, all bets are off. But,
right.
You know, then there's like an incest element, too. But I don't know if we want to delve into that area. What do you guys feel about incest?
Oh, well, I'm from the South, so you just deal with it.
Mandatory. You know? It should be mandatory.
Yeah, I like that, too.
Where are you from, Peter?
I'm from L.A., born and raised.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Yeah, God, whenever I meet people from L.A., I'm like, God, you must be a fucking space alien. Because I think this would be a weird place to be brought up in.
Oh, it is very weird. Especially like my parents were divorced, so my mom kind of lived in the suburbs, and my dad lived closer to downtown, so had this interesting dichotomy of basically the suburbs were like the Midwest, and then downtown was like fucking a John Carpenter movie, like Escape from LA or something.
Yeah, yeah. It'd be fun. On the weekends, you get to go hang out with dad and go to some raves in Hollywood.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We would go to gay raves all the time.
Did you? Nice.
Playing catch, your first glory hole, fixing a car, all these things you do with your dad, you know?
They have gay raves.
Oh, yeah.
Gay raves.
Sure. Yeah, they call them graves. Damn it! You beat me!
Damn it! There's a delay on my end, so it sounds like you beat me.
Oh, thank you, jeez. Are you a lib? Are you a lib or are you conservative?
I'm a of a me, you know. I try not to identify with any stupid tribe that has its own dogma that I have to adhere to, you know. Okay. Ask me my opinion on a certain subject, and I'll give it to you. I like to let people do pretty much whatever they want to do so long as it doesn't, you know, fuck with me. I think we should have guns. I think you should be able to shoot your son that you have an intimate relationship with if he lights your bed on fire, you know? The song "How Do We Sleep While Our Beds Are Burning" comes to mind.
Right.
Okay. Say this played out differently, right? Say the guy didn't shoot the kid in the chest. What if he just kind of resolved the situation? And how would you live with that person? How would you share a house with someone that in the middle of the night?
Are you saying like at Thanksgiving, they're like, oh, remember the time you poured kerosene all over me and
right.
almost set me on fire?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that person needs to be institutionalized, right? I mean, that's where I guess maybe I'm a little more socialist in that we should be taking care of those people, not throwing them out on the street.
Right. It's so like sad that that's considered socialist.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Reagan
right. Isn't it? I feel like it's just good. It's just good to do for any functioning society is to maybe take care of those that can't take care of themselves. Because it comes back to bite you in the end. Your son lights your bed on fire, or there are tent right. cities downtown where crackheads are, it's like a Thriller video, you yeah. know? So in that sense, I think I'm more liberal that we should take care of those people, not kick them out on the street and let them fend for themselves.
Yeah.
But, you know, on the other hand, I think it's totally cool that that guy's got a shotgun under his pillow, you know?
Oh,
I don't care if it's registered.
Come on. Are you pro-gun?
But you think the son should have been able to buy a gun without having to have a background check?
Absolutely not. That fucker should not have a gun.
I see. Okay.
But listen, you're a gun person, but you're for background checks, right?
Like me.
At least the same rigmarole you need to go through to drive a car.
Right.
How would that agree? Ryan wants to go Australia and Japan. He wants all the guns to go bye-bye, but I tend to agree with Aaron.
Yeah.
I don't see it as
an infringement. The thing is, the guns will never go bye-bye.
True.
There are more guns in this country than people, so, I mean, what's stopping selling them really going to do except open a black market?
Oh, that's so defeatist. Right. Listen.
Racist. You heard him call it black.
Oh, it's got to be black, by the way. Listen. Oh, yeah, I'm dumb. I'm like the people.
Colored.
I'm like.
Much better.
Colored market? Is that cool to
it's
say?
Better. Right. The African American market.
Right. Yeah, but yeah.
Mulatto.
Octoroon.
Oh, listen, I'm an idiot. I guess I'm jealous of Japan with their two gun deaths they have per fucking year. You know?
Yeah, what? They have people like working. They have a word in Japan
yes.
that means working yourself to death. There's a word. There's their own
and
word.
And it's probably like one syllable.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. What? Exactly. So, I mean, Japan's it's a very small, it's isolated, it's easy to control a population of, I don't know how many Japanese people there are, but there's not half a billion, you know,
yeah.
Who have this gun culture instilled in them with every billboard they drive by and every music video they see. They don't have that. What do they have? They've got swords and sushi, right? They have a very nice culture. And now if you try to institute katana control in Tokyo, that'd be a different story.
God, you know, I would want katana controls. You know what I would do in Japan? I'd just say, listen, we don't need katana control. It's just they all have to be nerfed now.
Maybe that would help. Maybe if we just let people beat the shit out of each other with nerf toys all day, that some of our frustrations would be alleviated.
Oh, that's a good idea. Maybe.
No, that's a good point. That's a good point. I think that, you know, our culture right now is so insulated and we don't have any sort of like rite of passage or outlet, especially for young males of military age. There's no rite of passage. There's no physical outlet other than video games, porn, and maybe football. But like, that's why you have so many of these kids just joining the military.
Yeah.
Right?
So let's strip them boys naked and take them out in the woods and paint them up and let them kill boars.
Right, right.
Like men are supposed
to
do.
Yeah, you gotta like dip their balls in bullet ants and then play right. on their faces.
Right. What do you do on the weekends?
Ritual circumcision at 15.
Yeah. Why don't you just send them to the, just send them to the YMCA.
The YMCA is a great institution.
It provides
housing for thousands, if not tens of thousands of underprivileged homosexual street kids.
Hey, listen, you bring up a good point. Okay, so, they work yourself to death in Japan, but they don't have guns. Would you rather be? That's interesting. I'll ask Aaron first, and then you can answer at Vile Experience.
Okay.
Aaron Pita, mm-hmm. would you rather mm-hmm. be worked to death or shot to death?
Oh, shot to death.
Well, then it's quicker, right? Right? It's
yeah,
quick.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, God.
It's quicker. I'm going to work. Everyone here works themselves to death anyway.
Wait, define work. Am I, like, a male sex care worker?
Oh, yes. Yes, you're
am I getting blown to death?
Yes, your head
you're,
lower.
You're definitely getting shot a few times.
Yeah.
Depends on what section of Craigslist you're in.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Well, thanks for calling, Aaron.
Am I done? You don't want to talk to me anymore?
We do. It just felt like I'm sorry. I was feeling out the conversation. It felt like a good ending point, but what do I know?
Well, I mean, you're just the host and creator.
Yes.
Well, co-creator and co-host. What?
Oh, hey, what's up, Patrick?
Well, I didn't feel marginalized.
Oh, you did not?
Yeah, I'm not fragile.
Really? No, let's...
Yeah, I mean, if you want to kick me off the line, that's cool. But I'm always, you know, again, I love when people ask me questions to find out what makes me tick.
Right.
Because I think...
So you like being a narcissist.
Out my own opinion.
Definitely. You embrace your narcissism perfectly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Abortion?
Right. Oh, he's...
Oh, yeah, do it.
He's got
mandatory?
I mean,
his.
He really cared about the planet, yeah. I'm totally, totally okay with that. You know, if you can't make up your mind before 8 months and 28 days that you need an abortion, maybe you shouldn't have one. Maybe you've kind of crossed the point of no return.
Yeah, right.
But, people are going to do it anyways, right? So either you give them access to safe, reliable, predictable abortions, or they are going to get them done anyways. And then if they're illegal, what do? You put these people in jail? Like, there's really no other way to do it other than having it be, have access to it, because otherwise you're going to have a lot of, you're going to have a wire hanger shortage in this country.
Oh, that's true. You know, I don't even have any more. I've got plastic.
Well, right. We just got those plastic ones.
Yes.
Shit. What if there's an emergency abortion needs to be performed?
Conspiracy by the oil company.
Nice. Oh, why? Because the plastic hangers are made from crude oil or something,
right.
Or
petroleum.
However, that petroleum. Yeah. Oh, interesting. Are the while you're still on the line, do you think I don't know? Are the lube now? Is that is the price of lube controlled by oil prices?
The world
yes or no?
Market?
Yes.
Well, but you should be if you're using condoms, you should be using a water-based lube, and it shouldn't
that's true.
Be controlled by the
good point,
prices.
Right? No, it's a great point. You make a valid point. Also, most non-water-based sexual lubricants are silicone-based or silicone-based.
Silicone.
So I don't think there's any petroleum. Unless you're using like baby oil, which is probably not
Vaseline.
Good for like spreading on butt cheeks and stuff. That's good for a shine on the camera, but not so good for any like penetrative acts.
It's good
I'm a big fan of coconut oil, quite honestly.
Oh,
it's
really?
Good.
For
you know,
product
you can put it in
photography.
Different places.
Well, you can cook with coconut oil, can you not?
You can cook. You can use it as a lube. You can rub it on your skin if you've got some chapping happening. It's a great conditioner for your hair. And again, once again, it is a fantastic sexual lubricant. Really is the kicker. If your girl's on the fence about doing ass to mouth, try coconut oil. It tastes great.
Nice. So basically, you just fill up a kiddie pool with coconut oil in the living room and just
leave it in the backyard.
Roll away.
You don't want to get that on the carpet. You can't get coconut oil out of carpet.
No. It's a son of a bitch to get out. But, you know, what are you going to do?
I don't know.
Nice. You got any nice, fun comedy coming up?
Let's see. Do I have any shows coming up? No. Do you want to book me on any?
We just did.
What's your Twitter?
I was on the Canal English. Check out that podcast. More comedy and philosophical gold from Aaron Pita on the Canal English podcast with Alex Mandelberg and April O'Connor. You can check that out. I find locations on your internet everywhere. And my Twitter is @AaronPita. AARONPITA. There you can check it out for you know, funny racist one-liners and any dates that I might have coming up.
Racist one-liners and places you can see this guy do comedy. I love it.
That hashtag show?
What's that?
Oh, yeah. I don't do that anymore. I should probably update my profile, huh?
Sorry.
Oh, that was a show you had on YouTube, right?
Yeah, it was a show with Jeff May and I. We hosted. It was kind of like a...
like coconut oil?
A daily show for comic nerd stuff.
Oh, cool.
But then we stopped doing it for a number of reasons.
Were you guys canceled?
Well, it's still out there, though, right?
No, it's still out there, and they started doing a format that I recommended to them months before I left. Now I'm sure they're taking credit for that genius idea.
Oh, shit.
Oh, you had some artistic differences,
I see.
God, Hollywood, man, it's just a bitch.
Yeah, it is. And then they steal
Hollywood.
They steal your fucking ideas. That's bullshit, PETA.
Yeah, they steal my ideas. Part of the big reason is that, like, it was maybe a weekly or bi-weekly show, and they shot it in a comic book store in fucking Manhattan Beach. When all we could just draped up a green tablecloth and done a green screen, and there were like 8 producers for a show that me and Jeff May wrote every week, and I don't know why there were so many producers. So you know, you learn, you live, you learn. Yeah. You go to Comic-Con once, and then you never go back.
Wait, that show got you to Comic-Con?
Yeah, I went to Comic-Con.
Oh, wow, that's cool, man.
It's like Coachella, man. It's just like so many fucking people. You cannot move. It's not what it is anymore. It's something totally different, you know? It's like a train wreck.
Did you run out of coconut oil?
Oh, yeah, I did run out of coconut oil. They're apparently like there are furry conventions that happen the same weekend or the same week. So like if you just stumble upon the right like floor of the Hilton, you can like find yourself balls deep in a 6 foot tall Elmo.
Oh really? Are you a brony?
I mean, I've been known to dabble in some mythical creature today. Why not?
It's awesome.
Life's short. Life's short. You're going to go to your grave saying you never fucked a Pegasus?
No, of course not.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. I think that's a good drop the mic moment. Are you going to go to your grave without having sex with a unicorn? Or he said a Pegasus.
Yeah, I think it's a good question to ask yourself if you ever, you know. What would Aaron Peter do?
Things that make you go, with Aaron Pita.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
All right, man.
Aaron Pita, follow him on the Twitter at Aaron Pita, AARONPITA. And don't forget, you can listen to him immediately after this live broadcast if you're taking us into your ear holes right now live. It'll be the Cantilinguist Show, 4 p.m. here on the Pacific Coast, 7 on the Eastern Coast. Otherwise, go to Stitcher, go to crabdiving.com, go to iTunes and download that motherfucker.
Peace out, guys.
All right. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thanks, man.
Bye, Aaron.
Bye. Thank you.
I just did a show with PETA the other night in Burbank. He was hosting. He's very funny. But I feel bad. If you look at this guy, he's got blonde hair and blue eyes. And whenever I do a show with him, I always make fun of him because he looks like a Nazi.
You're right, German.
God, it's so easy. I got to stop doing it. I just can't do it. I call him a well-adjusted Nazi, which isn't fair at all. He's not at all.
He's not well-adjusted at
all. No.
Oh,
yeah. And he's not a Nazi.
Let's see. I don't even remember. We could take a break. Oh. We could keep going here. We were talking about guns. We were finishing up the gun story about the North Carolina dad.
Yes.
That claims that his son's a demon possessed.
Right.
That's what Aaron was referring to.
And later on, I might have a story about bestiality.
When animals get fucked.
No, when animals get lucky.
Oh, okay. When animals get lucky.
Unlucky. This is definitely unlucky.
Follow us on Facebook. We're also on Instagram. We're on Pinterest. We're on Google Plus.
Twitter.
All over the freaking place, ladies and gentlemen, on our Facebook. There's a couple of stories out there. One I was trying to get to right now was this Fox News thing.
Yes.
You know, they showed the, they put out the entire video,
right,
of the ISIS fuckwads burning that man to death.
Oh God, that's horrible.
And
they put that out as a video?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Man.
They put a link to the whole, just the whole video. And other people are losing their minds so by horrible. Saying, well, not only is it just barbaric, I mean, right. And horrific, but why? I mean, they didn't broadcast it on Fox News. They just put a link to it on their site. But nonetheless, the entire video is available for your perusal. Most of the other, in fact, all of the other news organizations, they might have done a still from before, you know, or a little bit of the video before they kill him and then nothing. Right. Or even Shep Smith on fucking Fox didn't show it, wouldn't show.
Yeah.
Really, a lot of people are saying, well, this is what ISIS wants. This is their commercial video. And they're telling jihadis all over the world, come join us. So they're broadcasting an ISIS commercial for no reason other than...
Right.
Torture porn, really. Yeah. I mean, for
ratings, for clicks, right? Right.
And
it's gross.
The moron, one of the morons on our Facebook was like, oh, well, the American people need to see these, how horrible these people are.
Is this fucking Randy?
Might have been Randy.
Jesus, dude.
Well, he's just a monster. I mean, and people like him. I can't imagine why. Look, if you tell me somebody was burned to death, I can envision how horrific that was.
I understand that. I get it.
Yes.
It's horrendous.
If you tell me somebody was dismembered, I can envision that and understand how horrible that is.
God.
You don't need to sit me down in front of and make me watch it to show how horrible and how horrific it is. And if you want to go watch it, there's something wrong with you.
Yeah.
There's something wrong with you.
I wouldn't want to. They link to it. It's fucked up, man.
Even one of the Fox ninnies,
yes,
one of their own ninnies,
yeah,
was on talking about how he disagreed. And he didn't think, even the people on Fox didn't agree with Howard Kurtz is his name.
Right.
He told Megyn Kelly, who's letting her hair grow long.
I saw that.
That
she looks great.
He doesn't stand with the network on the choice. I disagree with the Fox decision. He says, I fear many of us in the media are helping ISIS spread its propaganda using its fear tactics.
What is the news value in that? What you just said. Okay, somebody got burnt to death. What do I learn from watching that, aside from being... I don't know.
I don't know.
What am I supposed to get out of that?
Why do you, Randy says, why do you want to hide their barbarism? Why do you want to watch their barbarism? What's wrong with you? Are you fucking jerking off with one hand at some brown guy being burned to death?
So fucked up.
Oh, look at how horrible that is. Look at how horrible. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's horrible. Oh, look at he's burning. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's awesome. I mean, really, what the fuck is wrong with people?
And by the way, this is what I don't understand. Okay, so that video's out there. Why can't the CIA get that video and look at it and fucking do some investigating and figure out where the fuck they shot it?
They're good at that. They go out in the middle of nowhere in the desert. But they try to look at every pixel to see if there's anything identifiable of where it was taken or when, and they really don't have good idea.
I am definitely a commie, pinko, liberal, tree-hugging asshole, but damn it. We got to wipe these people off the fucking planet. They're horrendous ISIS. They really are. Ugh.
Oh, Randy called us an asshole. Well, called me an
whatever.
Asshole. I think I'm the one taking him on in this instance.
Oh, really? Well, I'm an asshole with you. I'll be an asshole.
Well, but then he accused...
In unity.
Again, he says, you would tell them not... You would force... Your tyrants would force them not to air it and force and subjugate the media. And I'm like, well, we never said we would...
Yeah.
We would tell them they can't air it. We would tell them You shouldn't air it.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a good idea. This is what you're doing.
You don't really have to have a law, right? Wait, is there a law that says you... I mean, you can't broadcast it on television.
Why not?
I don't know. I assume...
Sure they could.
And there are laws against,
there's
like...
There's been deaths broadcast on regular TV before.
Jeez.
But Janet Jackson's titty pops out.
Oh, my God. We were all losing our mind. They linked to someone burning to death.
Right.
Nothing. Radio silence. Mm-hmm. Janet Jackson, titty.
Well, not radio silence. I mean, they're getting... Fox ain't having a great month, because not only is France still making fun of them mercilessly. It's like the France version of The Daily Show and some of their other shows over there are now just like Fox is their go-to.
It's just Fox.
For if you want lies and ridiculous news, it's Fox America.
They're fucking A.
So
they're just providing content for people like us and the frogs.
Yeah. The French using our, quote, fake media.
If we ever grow this into a gigantic news empire, I will have an edict. No videos of people being burned to death. No fucking beheadings.
I'm with that.
And no positive gun stories either. It's going to be like North Korea and this motherfucker. No positive shark stories either.
What's wrong with sharks, man? You can't shoot on sharks.
That's right. You can't. But you sure can let them chew your arm off.
Yeah.
But you're the one getting in the water. I'm not saying you have it coming, but I don't get attacked by a shark because...
You don't go in the water.
That's right.
We've got... Before we take our quick little break here...
Yes.
I've got a story that's also on our Facebook. Go to facebook.com/crabdiving. There is a congressman, and I'm just going to... I'll start to tell the story. You can guess what party he belongs to.
Fuck you, liberal.
Laid out a vision for elementary and secondary education.
Right.
And all these different bills and shit. Basically, what will happen is that money will be taken away.
Yes.
From low income.
God.
Areas.
Perfect.
And funneled to affluent areas.
Go fuck yourself.
He wants something called portability. Low-income schools would lose much-needed funds to serve the students. Funds would flow to the neediest schools, out of the neediest schools, and in many cases into schools with almost entirely affluent students.
The Ayn Rand bill?
Really? A new analysis found that nationally, the neediest districts could lose as much as $85 per student.
Oh, shit.
While the affluent districts could gain more than $290 per student on average. So you're taking money away from the poor kids, and the schools that are in areas that, let's say, need it the most.
Right.
And you're giving it to the rich kids. You know why? Because those brown kids aren't performing, Ryan. It's that punishment of the poor, man. It's that and punishment of brown people.
You know, I did The Wizard of AIDS, a musical parody of The Wizard of Oz that teaches kids about AIDS awareness and prevention.
Excellent.
I did this in the Chicago area, and we perform at different schools, right? And you go to the schools and, like, you know, the rich area, we're in like Highland Park in Chicago, you know, lots of money, perform on a stage. It's a beautiful stage. I mean, my God, it's like professional. And then you go to these poor schools and you walk through a metal detector. All the kids they carry see-through backpacks so you can see what's in there. I mean, really, it kind of looks like a fucking prison. And they're run down and they don't have any fucking money. And this story really pisses me off. I mean, they need the money. You can't just distribute the money evenly. I'm sorry.
Well, we did that story a while ago about, I think it was New Jersey somewhere, but it was a high school principal who, in a horrible neighborhood, in
right.
one of these schools where they have metal detectors and police.
Yeah.
And he got a grant to hire an armed guard. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
It was a grant from... Because some lunatic voted that it was important to have armed guards in schools.
That'll make the kids feel like they're in a nice learning environment.
And he said, fuck it. And instead of allocating that money, he put in, he hired a music teacher and a theater teacher.
That's fucking awesome.
And now guess what's happened in that school?
I don't know.
Test scores are way up.
There's something the kids can do that they look forward to that helps them, you know,
right.
study these, shitty
and
math.
These people, the first things they cut are music and theater and arts and stuff.
Horrendous.
And then they also want to get rid of science.
Yeah, and
which I don't get. What do they want? What do they want people to learn in school? What do they want you to learn?
And these poorer schools, man. I mean, the community kind of leans on the schools more than, you know, in a rich community. You got two parents that are probably working to pay the bills. So you need the school. The school is like it's a thing in the community that supports poor families. It's infuriating.
It says the worst part of this bill that they're putting forward, these John Klein Republican from Minnesota.
Gross.
Also, I guess they've had something with it's a once in a 15-year opportunity to fix Title I, which right now it doesn't take into account state capacity to provide more funds to the districts with the greatest needs. So there's a way that they could, like right now, it needs fixing to make sure that more money gets to those
right
places that need it. Well, of course, his new proposal, I guess the way it's written, you can only fix it once in 15 years, which is, I don't know why we do shit like that.
That's so shitty.
But this, probably in the original legislation, they said you can only change every 15 years or something. I don't know.
How dumb.
But of course, he keeps that out because
both of course
we don't want, they don't want brown people educated. They don't want poor people educated.
I remember
they won't vote Republican.
In Chicago, there was a big controversy about, you know, property taxes because people, rich people, wanted their property taxes to go to the school where they lived.
Yes.
In their neighborhood. They didn't want to take the money and distribute it like they should. I mean, you just have to do shit like that unless you want to live in a shitty society where a whole group of people, most people, are poor, and they're not going to get the education these fucking rich-ass kids are going to get. You don't want to live in that world, do you? I mean, that sucks.
Well, and they say, you know, we want more choice. We want more skilled choice, which means I want taxpayers to pay for my kid to go to a better school than that brown kid does.
Yeah.
That's what it means.
Yeah.
And frequently religious. They're trying to sneak in these religious schools with these vouchers and everything. That kid... Remember that, was he 17 or 18-year-old kid who's, like, battling Bobby Jindal in Louisiana by showing, he did the research and showed how these voucher schools are teaching creationism.
Oh, my God.
Illegally.
Like,
taxpayer money is funding kids being taught that Jesus played Frisbee with a Triceratops.
Oh, my God. How, that's horrible. I would rather play Frisbee with a pterodactyl. I mean, they fly.
They do.
So it might be more exciting for you. That's horrendous.
Throw it farther.
Battling Bobby Jindal. That should just be the name of somebody's book. He's just a dullard asshole.
Well, he's a joke right now. I mean, he really is. It's really kind of sad. There's some of these lunatics that are, you know, scrabbling.
It's the 2016 Republican primary.
The, you know, he's one of the sad ones.
Oh,
he really
yeah.
is. It's he was an early golden boy. And then once people, I don't know, listen to him talk and shit, they find out.
Yeah.
That he's really just a turd.
Right.
And now that he's desperately trying to scrabble to the right and swing Jesus around because he's running for vice president. It's bullshit.
Right.
Bullshit. Let's see. We could take a break.
Oh, great.
I guess we can come back to Huckabee. I was going to talk about Huckabee, but
we'll tease it.
Well, he used to be anti-dancing.
Oh, God. Oh, Footloose. he watched Footloose and was like, wow, I sympathize with John Lithgow.
He responded to an article about his views on dancing when
what
he
an
was
asshole.
Younger. When he wrote for a Baptist newspaper at 17 years old, he said, I strongly recommend that Christian teens stay away from dancing mainly because some people would just not be able to respect a person who attends dances.
Oh my God, how fucking stupid.
This person wants to run the country.
Oh my God.
And there are people who think he should run the country. Terrifying. Terrifying.
Yeah, horrendous.
He says, well, while under other candidates are being outed for their teenage drug use, their teenage alcohol use, their teenage partying hard, doing all sorts of destructive things like painting graffiti on bridges, the scandal with me is that I wrote a column at age 17 telling Christian young people to live a godly life.
What kind of newspaper hires a 17-year-old to be a regular writer, a regular contributor? One of these.
To... What?
Didn't you just say that he wrote for
He wrote for a Baptist newspaper.
When he was 17.
Yeah, contributed. Yeah, I guess. Oh, okay. A column.
I'm sorry.
I
misheard.
A column he wrote for a Baptist newspaper when he was 17. He was talking to Tony Perkins.
Oh, gross. All these people suck.
So, I mean, I just had to say, is this really controversial? I'd much rather have to defend this than say, yes, I used to regularly be a part of the Choom gang.
The Choom?
It's just bizarre.
The Choom?
I had to look up Choom.
What the fuck does that mean?
I don't know. I'm looking it up right now. Weed. According to the Urban Dictionary.
Right.
Choom. Is to get high.
Really? I didn't know that. Is to choom? Is it a verb you can conjugate?
Get high. It's
chooming.
It seems to me that it a Hawaiian term for smoking marijuana. Here's the sentence. Obama and his friends at the Punahou School in Hawaii called themselves the Choom Gang. Oh, that's why. They did. Yeah, oh, really? I remember that, yeah.
Choom.
When Obama used to smoke weed with his friends in high school, the group of friends was called the Choom Gang.
Back when he was fun, before the drones.
Well, he's probably still fun. Well, yeah. There's the little drone part.
Right.
He might still be fun, though.
Yeah, I'm sure he's fun.
We can say fuck the break. It's 12 after 3.
I kind of need to take a break. I got to do some work shit.
Okay.
I'm very sorry.
Well, let's take a little break here for 3 or 4 minutes, ladies and gentlemen, and come back. On the other side, more crab diving. Give us a call if you like. 323-601-5427. 323-601-LIBS.
Cha-ching.
And tweet us, et cetera, et cetera. We'll be back in a couple minutes. Listen to some Ray Sterling. We haven't played her in a while.
Oh, cool.
I can't hide from you in my sleep. Might have buried you a bit too deep. Now I carry you around. You're my shadow underground. I know the visions are not real. I still like the way they feel. What do you want from me? Cause you're bothering me. And you trouble me. If I keep to think, I'll hover forever right on and break. It's when I slow down that I start to fall back to the place where I hit it all. You're bothering me. by the end.
Ladies and gentlemen, streaming at you live on a Thursday, February 5th, 2015. A little bit of Abnormal Cattle with Poison Apples there for you. And before that, taking us to the break was a little bit of Trouble Me with Ray Sterling.
Very nice. Very love nice. Both of those songs.
Awesome songs. We got a lot of good music here. On
Fuck
the,
yeah, we do, man.
Station are in between the late, great Ted Adams.
Yes.
A lot of our interstitial music provided by him.
It's fucking awesome. It's great.
And some of our themes, too.
Oh, yeah.
Also from him. So lots going on, like we said, here in the nation. I'm also having, you know, some computer problems.
I know. Goddamn technology. I mean, it's weird, I guess, to complain about it if you think where we were just 20 years ago with DOS.
We'd be yelling out the window.
Actually, right, it wasn't DOS. How long ago was it when you worked on computers with DOS?
Damn. Long time ago.
Well.
30 years? 25 years? 30 years, maybe?
Take a trip down memory lane. Yeah, hey, guess. Hey, we don't have DOS, but yet we still have these old white stupid fuckers that think the earth is flat. And guess what? Jesus played with stegosauruses.
Right.
Very frustrating.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with my computer. I guess we can just...
Do you want to hear about bestiality?
About the weather.
In the world?
Yeah, well, hold on 1 second.
Oh, we don't have to.
When animals get pissed.
When animals get... Well, this poor animal's probably pissed.
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine they're happy. I am reading from The Mirror, the UK newspaper. Respected. Is it respected or is it more like a rag?
I think it's raggish.
Egyptians prefer camels. Bestiality by nation.
No. Really?
Right. Yeah, okay, don't look over at my screen.
Well, but who votes?
Yeah, that's true. No, I think they go, what they did. Oh, here.
I mean, is it a poll? Like, do they show you a picture of a dog ass and a cat ass and a camel ass and be like, which would you rather tap?
Allow me to explain at Vile Experience. American Dr. O.G. Agus. Whatever, has studied over a billion X-rated online search terms looking for trends in what turns us on.
Original gangster.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
OG.
Bestiality was one of the more controversial areas which Dr. Ogas and fellow researcher Cy Gottam investigated in their...
Gottam?
Yeah. And there's they studied wicked thoughts. In their study, a billion wicked thoughts. I think they're promoting a book with this article.
What if they had somebody whose first initial was I?
I got him. Well, I mean, you know, they're not American, so.
Oh, I see.
It might not be as funny.
Probably not as funny.
For instance, when the great baseball player, what was his name? Kosuke Fukudome came over to the Cubs to play baseball, a lot of people thought it was funny because his name looked like the Fuck You Dome.
Fuck You Dome.
Hence, his name was not as funny to people who grew up in Japan because they see that
shit. So the methodology used to determine the best animal booty out there.
Google Analytics.
By city.
Right.
Google Analytics.
Well, it says they looked at search terms.
Oh, God.
A billion X-rated online search terms, searching for trends.
Oh, see?
Discerning a pattern.
See, you casually Google cat pussy.
Yes.
Next thing you know, you're on a
Russ Meyers film. It appears different animals are more popular in different countries. His data research was topic. Oh, it's sorted by nationality. But he told the Mirror that while he was compiling his statistics, it emerged that people in different countries searched more different animals.
I see.
Wow. Americans, guess. Guess what it is?
Dogs.
Yep. Really? There you go. Survey says, show me dogs.
Gross.
Richard Dawson really missed this one. Yeah. Americans were most likely to look for bestiality porn that featured dogs. Around the entire world, dog was the number one most cited animal in sex searches.
Congratulations, Kate.
Britons prefer? Take a guess.
Britons.
Hello?
Britons.
Right. It's not monkeys.
It's not dog.
No. Bigger than a dog.
Really?
Yes.
A horse?
Ponies, close. Britons prefer ponies. How do you even? To be honest, man, I don't know that I've actually seen a pony live.
Googling
I don't
know ponies.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Maybe it's My Little Pony.
Brits were most likely to look for pony porn. Maybe globally, horses were the second most searched for animals in bestiality porn. Yeah.
Horses have great asses.
Egyptians go for camels. Because there's lots of camels.
Yeah, what's there? I mean, that's amazing. Does anybody have something really odd?
No, and I'll give you one guess on the next one. People in New Zealand are most interested survey says.
Sheep, of course.
Ding, ding, ding. At Vile Experience, what do you win? A crab diving coffee mug.
So that's what's available.
Yeah.
God damn, though. But if that's what's available, that's the porn they're Googling, too.
And the last paragraph of this article is a little disturbing. It's not just a fad. People are really into bestiality. That's what it says. Bestiality is not just a passing curiosity. For some people, porn with animals is a long-term interest. Who? I don't know one person who's like, oh, my God, look at that cat.
Well, I don't think they wear T-shirts. Like,
well, I know.
I fucked a goat last weekend.
It's something they search for again and again. About half of everyone who searched for bestiality searched for it more than once.
So gross.
That made it similar to a topic that people return to again, like NBA basketball. So more people are search for bestiality than, like, basketball?
It's a horny world, man. A horny, horny, horny world.
How horrendous.
That's really gross.
Oh God, it's horrible. I think I saw that. I saw it on the Mirror. I go to the Daily Mirror every day. It's the fucking worst. I'm not telling anyone else to do it. I'm embarrassed.
That's the one that has the endless scroll where the farther down you scroll, there's just more stories and more stories.
It's clickbait. It was like a map. I thought it would be a map to show like what people search for in terms of bestiality. I thought it'd be a big map of America, and Texas would be like, you know, I don't know, cows,
the ball sack of what?
No, you know, cows never show up.
Oh, you mean by state?
Yeah, by state.
Yeah, cows are a sloppy.
It's got to be. I would think
they're loose. They need a vaginal rejuvenation. Yeah.
Oh, cows that's are, so true.
You know,
and then also, I'm surprised dogs. It's number one, aren't you? I mean, I thought it would be horses.
I think it's what's available. Like, I think if you're into fucking animals here in America, there ain't a lot of horses running around.
Yeah,
what are you
going
to do? Run to Times Square and
with a stepladder,
go down to Central Park and hope nobody's looking and try to do a quickie with one of the horses. But there's dogs everywhere.
Well, listen, I just want to say the guys at Crab Diving, what we want to say, if you're a pet and you're experienced this, just tell somebody, right?
Right. Speak up.
If you see something, say something.
Right. Don't pull a Sandusky. If you see somebody fucking an animal, turn that shit in.
Woof, woof, woof.
Speaking of animals, I've got a story. I didn't think this one was actually possible.
Yes.
There's a lunatic Christian preacher who runs Holy Fire Ministries.
Oh, God. This does not sound good.
His name is Bert Farias, F-A-R-I-A-S.
Bert Farias.
He is the founder of, like I said, Holy Fire Ministries.
I thought you could say Holy Fuck Ministries. I'm like, wow, interesting. Edgy.
And he said he knows the, quote, raw naked truth.
Ooh.
About why... why people are gay.
Okay. The raw naked truth. I don't mean to suggest anything with God. I just feel like it's time for the porn music.
Wait, that's the gong.
Oh, I love the gong. I don't hear the gong enough. We need a real gong though. Take that kid if you're
woodshed.
Right.
Yeah.
So when you're making a point, we can just bang it.
Let me see if I can find the. Where is the fucking. Where,
no, that's okay. I'm sorry.
Here it is.
Go on.
Here's the raw naked truth. Homosexuality is actually a demon spirit. It's such a putrid smelling demons that other demons don't even like to hang around it. A genuine prophet of God told me that the Lord allowed him to smell this demon spirit, and he got sick to his stomach.
I can't even.
And yet, as humans, many embrace this demon. You heard me right. Being gay is demonic.
Right. It's demonic. It's fabulously demonic.
He goes on,
what a dullard,
to say there's an account in the Bible where Jesus casts out 2,000 demons out of a man. The demons came out screaming and begged Jesus to send them into the pigs.
What?
The pigs didn't want them, so they ran down a steep hill and were drowned in the seas. Pigs have more sense than some humans.
Oh, my God.
People embrace homosexual demons, but the pigs would rather die than be possessed with demons.
I'm sorry. Did the pigs drown themselves instead of having homosexual sex?
The demons, yeah. Jesus cast 2,000 demons out of a guy, and the demons ran to the pigs.
Yes.
And the pig said, nuh-uh, we don't want your demon shit here.
They drowned themselves.
And so the demons ran down the hill and drowned themselves.
Wait, this is in the Bible?
Apparently.
Good God.
I don't remember that one.
What the fuck? What book of the Bible is... Oh, man, that's crazy. I mean, jeez.
Jesus casts out demons.
Uh-huh.
Let's see, Bible Gateway...
Right. Poor pig.
Matthew 8:31. Now there was the herd of many swine feeding at a distance from them. The demons began to entreat him, saying, if you are going to cast us out, send us into the herd of swine. And he said to them, go. And they came out and went into the swine, and the whole herd... Oh, they did take the swine. But then the swine killed themselves. And the whole herd rushed down the steep bank into the sea and perished in the waters. Oh, God, this is some crazy shit, man.
That is nuts. I mean, these poor pigs. And so what? So what? What if the pigs were gay? Are there any gay pigs?
When he came to the other side into the country of the Gadarenes,
the Gadarenes,
two men who were demon-possessed met him as they were coming out of the tombs.
George Michael and the other guy from Wham.
They were so extremely violent, no one could pass by that way. And they cried out, saying, "What business do we have with each other, son of God?
Good God.
Have you come here to torment us before the time?" And that's where Jesus, when Jesus cast out those demons from those guys and they took over the swine.
Jesus.
Who writes that shit, man?
Oh, God.
Oh, that's right.
Dude, that's the word of God.
I forgot.
He's, listen. Hey, listen. The guy has more book sales than anyone. So what are you going to say? You're going to poo-poo his writing?
All humans, all human beings know deep in their hearts that God exists.
Okay.
And they all know something of his moral standards, but people's unrighteousness leads them to suppress the truth. Allow me to school you in basic sex 101.
Yeah, stupid.
If being gay was natural, two men or two women could produce a baby, but they can't.
Why do people think that? So everything that feels good has to produce an offspring. I like swinging in a, you know, like not like, you know, a key party. I mean, like at a park. I like sitting in a swing.
Sitting on a swing.
That doesn't produce a child.
I like to have a beer. No, fortunately,
sometimes that leads to a child.
Sometimes it does lead to a child. So apparently some kind of smelly fart demons or something that the Lord allowed him to smell.
God.
The God let me smell the demons inside of me. What? What?
What? God's freaky. Listen.
Stop eating the Indian food.
Yeah, really. Lay off on the curry, stupid. I mean... I don't know. Listen, the next time somebody cites a Bible verse, what are you supposed to say? Like,
so gays, eat me. Gays are possessed by putrid-smelling demons that even the pigs can't handle.
Wow. How nice. How inclusive. Good for you, asshole.
Good for you.
This is a good example of what this guy needs a gay friend. And then maybe if he met some gay people, maybe he wouldn't think they were all full of smelly ghosts.
He's got a whole group of lunatics to fire up, though.
Yeah.
And scare them that they're going to be butt raped and stuff.
How could the guy that created this song be full of smelly ghosts? Careless whisper, all the good friends. Who's your favorite gay pop artist? That's tough.
I don't know. There's a lot of them. I've seen Elton John concert twice.
It's got to be Elton John.
That was a fucking amazing concert. But then... You know, back in the 1840s, I did see Culture Club in concert.
Did you really? Was Boy George good?
I mean, that was like when Boy George was Boy George, and they were Culture Club, and that was a fucking amazing concert.
Karma Chameleon.
Yeah.
I love that one. I got to go with George Michael, but I feel like it's sacrilege to say Elton John is not the top gay pop star. He has to be. He's like classic rock. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's an icon.
I mean...
Is George Michael an icon?
A little bit. I think he's more of a cult figure than an icon.
Right.
But,
Figure.
Elton John had hits in four different decades.
I've got a two-album greatest hits of his that came out, I think, in the fucking early 80s.
You're right.
So he's... Okay, he's obviously the top gay pop star. Right?
Probably.
Okay.
I wonder what his net worth is, even after all his...
All his fresh flowers he's got to pay for.
Spending. Whoa. An estimated net worth...
Ooh, I'm going to guess. I'm going to say...
Elton John was born Reginald Dwight in Middlesex, England. He began playing piano at age 3, started formal lessons at age 7...
Right.
Won a scholarship to London's Royal Academy of Music at 11.
And I would say a great change of name. Reginald White. Boring.
Dwight, yeah.
That's a horrible name. Elton John, great.
In 1966, he and his friends formed the band Bluesology, and Dwight took on the name Elton John.
Right.
Around the same time, he began his longstanding collaboration with singer-songwriter Bernie Taupin. It's 1966.
Oh, yeah.
60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s. God, he needs, if he has like a new hit, He'll have 5 decades of top hits. estimated net worth?
I'm going to say $500 million, that vile experience.
Let's see. Released successful albums.
I think that's high.
In 92, he and Taupin signed a $39 million 12-year contract with Warner Brothers, the largest cash advance in music history.
Now, wait a second. He shares publishing for most of his songs with his Taupin?
Taupin's the lyricist, man. Yeah.
I'm going to say, I'm halving my, $250 million. I'm halving my guess because of that.
You shouldn't have. $450 million.
Damn it.
Estimated net worth for Elton John.
Yeah. There's no way. George Michael's nowhere near that, even with Wham.
I wouldn't think
the
so,
yeah. The success of Wham.
In 94, Elton John composed the music for the Disney animated movie The Lion King, Grammy Award for Best Song, Certified Diamond in 1999, selling 15 million copies.
Jeez.
97, he did that Candle in the Wind re-release with about Princess Diana.
Oh, wow.
And that went crazy.
We have someone calling in, by the way.
We have a phone call.
All right. They just hung up. God damn it.
Never mind.
That's all right. Somebody was wanting to buzz in on the old Elton John
on
argument.
On the Elton John talk of what's going on with the Elton John.
If you're listening, call back. Sorry about that. I'm butterfingers with the Skype, apparently.
I found my list. There it is. It's time, ladies and gentlemen, for a little bit of our good friend.
Okay. This is the sorry state of the Western world.
I don't think that's a good idea. Have you lost your mind?
Today, I declare myself Glenn officially Beck. A rodeo clown.
Ladies and gentlemen,
rodeo
the inimitable
clown.
Glenn Beck. We've got a call. We'll get to in 1 or 2 seconds here as soon as we do some magic on the machine. Hey, caller, you're on Crab Diving. Who do we have? Kelly the Voice. What's going on, Kel?
Is it like all the puppy farm that decides, you know, it's not seasonable anymore, so they just turn all their dogs out. So if you are in the market for a dog, come get a rescue.
Oh, okay.
The no kill shelters because they're really good, but highly recommend it.
Oh yeah,
what was the name of that shelter?
Barkin' Bitches.
Barkin' Bitches.
B-A-R-K space N. Bitches. Barking bitches. I'm an idiot, and I like to work at cat shelters and dog shelters, and, you know, I live in a studio apartment, so I can't take anything else in, but it makes it really hard.
Right.
You want to rescue everyone, but you can't.
You can't, yeah. I mean, I'm still pretty much unemployed. I am babysitting, which is odd. But I'm babysitting an autistic kid, which is very fascinating. Because you know what? It wasn't from a motherfucking vaccination. The kid is just autistic.
How do you know?
Are you an anti-vaxxer? Wait, Glenn, is Glenn Beck an anti-vaxxer? We learned he is not, correct?
Oh, wasn't he confusing about it? He was like, no, I think we should be pro-vaccination. However, I believe in the freedom of people's choice. Like, he was bold. Like, he took a total, like, sissy stance on it, didn't he? Am I wrong?
I don't know. I don't remember. But do you want to hang out for the Glenn Beck moment we're having right now?
Sure.
Okay.
Glenn Beck says that... I'm interested in moving to common sense. I'm interested in moving in the direction of freedom. So when it comes to these measles vaccinations, we have a lot in common with the left.
Oh.
He says that vaccines cause autism.
Oh, God.
And
that's the problem. He says we have common sense with the left, and then he goes into, oh, yeah, but it causes autism, which, by the way, totally disproved.
But there are lunatics on the left. There are, sadly, people on our side.
Oh, really?
That are running around.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're running around saying, oh, it's this poison stuff that you can't put in us, you know.
That was one research thing that was disproved. I don't understand.
Repeatedly disproved.
Right.
Yes.
Was that the Glenn Beck story today? Was it the anti-vax? Oh, we have clips, right? Oh, okay.
I have clips, but we can't play them because Kelly can't hear.
Oh, my fault. Sorry.
I won't take up too much of your time then. You don't know us no longer, and I know you have friends.
Plans.
But I did want to call and say hi, and just so you know that I'm very excited. After I was so used to not having insurance since I was 17, I'm very excited that I'm going to make my first doctor's appointment tomorrow with insurance.
That's awesome. Congratulations, voice.
Yes.
Obamacare.
Thank you. Yes, Obamacare. Because I've asthma and things like that, and my inhaler is so expired, it stopped working.
Oh my gosh!
And I can barely walk, and so this is Obamacare, and I'm gonna go, and I'm like, oh my god, how much is this gonna cost me? I have no job. Oh, $10. Yeah, I'm going to go to the fucking doctor.
Absolutely. Like,
and I've had it for a year, but I'm so used to not going to the doctor because, you know, I never can afford going to the doctor if you don't have insurance. I just wanted to announce you guys.
That's awesome.
You know?
And
that's pretty cool. I think
but
it's
the
really
Republicans,
cool.
Yeah, you better go now because the Republicans are working real hard to take that shit away from you.
Yeah, they want
to
repeal it. What do you think about that?
Yeah, take it from my cold, dead hands. I don't have a gun, but I definitely have a bottle of Boone's alcohol, and I will smash it over your motherfucking head.
You can so tell you're not working.
What are you
drinking Boone's?
What are you drinking on? Are you drinking?
Actually, okay, right now, Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey.
Kentucky Straight Bourbon, everybody.
Plastic bottle.
No, it is glass. Thank you very much.
Yeah, how dare you?
You have standards.
And it says Private Reserve.
Oh, shit. There you go.
Getting fancy. It was only $8.99 at the CVS.
VIP.
You can buy booze at the CVS, by the way. Which
absolutely.
Is really funny.
That's where you get the good deals, man. You got to watch the sales paper between CVS. A drugstore, Walgreens, another drugstore here, and Rite Aid. They all have good deals on booze.
And that Food for Less.
I'm saying, you gotta figure it out.
That's great.
Food for Less.
Yes.
No, Food for Less is never for less. I've never been in the Food for Less and actually gotten a good deal.
Well, geez.
Food for Less is also it's like Walmart, isn't it?
I don't know. You know what? I don't know.
They share a company. They share a shitty company, I think.
Oh, well, good to know. Stay
but
out of Food for Less, guys.
I'm an alcoholic, and I don't remember much.
Yeah, we don't want any money going to those Waltons.
Yes.
Oh, well, fuck those guys.
Fuck those guys.
Anyways, okay, go continue your political talk and everything. Tell you that I'm excited about I'm going to see a doctor.
Okay.
Well, that's awesome. And congratulations.
And I can because of Obama.
Seriously, it's a good thing.
Yes. Have a good time, boys.
It's a very good thing, because air is important.
Bullshit that you had to wait. And if this isn't a success story, I mean, so many people wait for shit till it gets more expensive.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and the sad part is, the last two inhalers I got were from my friend.
Oh,
I couldn't get my own inhalers because I couldn't
inhalers.
Afford it. I illegally had to usurp. You know, they're like, "Well, I have this extra one." Blah 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 blah. But that's why the one I'm using is so expired that it's not working anymore. You know, and you know, it gets really dangerous. And, you know, the problem with things like, okay, asthma doesn't sound like that big of a deal to a lot of people, but the more asthma you have, the more scar tissue builds up in your lungs, and then the less in the future you could be able to breathe, period, like forever. And so, yes, yay, I had insurance when I was a kid and living under my parents' roof. And then after that, you lose insurance and you can't buy inhalers anymore. And so now I'm getting expired ones just from my friends.
God.
But now I'm already so down, like, I'm so far down, like, in the track of where I should be health-wise, that I'm permanently damaged because I could not get insurance for years.
Right.
For years.
Well, yeah, preventive care and maintenance care, if people can't get it, they can't afford to get it, things get worse, and then it costs more when you do go back. That's what you can't seem to get through to these idiots' heads who think...
These assholes.
...that we should be funneling stuff into that.
We're takers. You're a taker.
Well, I'm a taker who didn't... I was like, you know what? I even told my mom, like 5 years ago or something. I was like, Mom, I need to get pregnant so that I can get Medicare.
Oh, wait.
I need...
Yeah, hold the phone.
Throw yourself downstairs.
So I can get Medicare. I tried to get a Medicare.
Like, my parents can't afford.
I love my parents, and they help me out as much as possible. But no, they can't help me with a lot of my medical costs.
Yeah, yeah. Well, listen.
I was like, I need to go. The only way I can get Medicare is if I got pregnant.
No. Don't get pregnant. Listen, we got 10 more minutes left in the show. We got to cover a couple of stories. Thank you so much for calling.
All right, go. I'll talk to you later. All right.
Bye, Kelly. Congratulations on the health care. Kelly, the voice. Once you guys were able to hear her, I think at the beginning there she was cutting out a bit. So I think it's all, I think she kicked in the end.
Yes, yes, you know, yes.
We always have
technical difficulty.
Technical bullshit going on.
We need a new cord.
Now, Glenn Beck. Yes. You just got to hear this clip. Glenn, on the Blaze, every once in a while, he invites listeners into the studio.
Yes.
To talk to questions about what's going on in the world, like a Glenn Beck town hall, I guess.
We're listeners.
One might say.
We listen all the time. Will he have us in?
I'm a big fan of Glenn Beck.
That would be fun.
Sort of. So here, one person asked a question about what's happening in the world. Here's Glenn Beck, an amazing performance, letting us know
awesome
about the world we're living in, ladies and gentlemen.
How do we wake up our own families? We are living in the 1930s all over again.
He's tearing up. It's baseball cap, Glenn, and he's all choked up here.
He's bringing an audience in. Why don't we do that? Why don't we have our listeners in? They can sit. We'll line them up against the wall. They can just sit there and fucking listen.
Living in the 1930s all over again. One of those things that I know God told me. You decide who your family is. You decide who your family is going to be, so when they do come for people, you decide now, am I going to turn my eyes from it, or will I say, you take him, you take me too?
What?
Obviously, you never saw Backdraft.
Is he talking about?
You go, we go. That's when the firefighters they lock arms and when they're a building's on fire and the roof is about to collapse.
So apparently this Greek theater is in response to a question from the audience about recommendations on how Christians should be praying for an end to the violence and instability in the Mideast.
But why are they coming for us?
Well, they're rounding up. It's in the 30s. They're going to be rounding up Jews and Christians again.
Oh, I see.
Him, you take me too.
dramatic.
That seemed insane 8 years ago. Insane. We used to joke, Tiffany Siegel, she's my executive producer on this program, and she runs all the Glenn Beck programs and everything else. And 8 years ago, we used to sit in the office, and we would talk about things to come. And it was almost half a joke. Look, they come for the Christians first, you hide me. They come for the Jews, I hide you. Okay? If they come for both of us, run like hell.
Ah, ha, 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 ha. We used to sit 8 years ago and talk about how they're going to come for us and come for the Jews.
Tiffany Siegel, producer, getting a shout out.
Tiffany Siegel.
But it used to be kind of that joke. In the last few weeks.
They're panning the audience right now.
Listen to that laugh.
Let me just... White guy, white woman, white guy, white woman, white guy, white guy, old white guy. Ooh, there's an almost Asian-looking woman right there. White woman, white guy, white woman, big white woman.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm sorry. I was trying to point. I think in the upper right-hand corner, just out of frame, there's half of the face of a Mexican person.
No, I think that's a white guy.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There's a Filipino-ish looking Asian woman seated somewhere near the front. So there is plenty of diversity.
Wow.
In Glenn's audience.
Well, I mean, there's a lot. I mean, a lot. It's surprising. I didn't expect to see that much diversity.
In the last few weeks, unspoken, I believe we have looked at each other, and she has said to me, it's really getting scary.
Oh, God.
She's Jewish. They'll come for her first.
Well, Glenn lets Jews work for him.
Right.
Look at how diverse.
They'll come for her first.
They'll come for her
first. Is he William Shatner?
You're right.
They'll come for her first. It is getting scary. I promise you, we are living in the 1930s, and it's going to sweep the entire globe. Pray for your family to wake up. Pray.
Oh, God.
He is Shakespearean.
People are forming prayer circles in the audience.
Pray.
Fucking throw up
for your family.
For you to be strong enough to stand. Just go home with honor. Just go home with honor.
Oh, and he walks away, drops the mic.
Just go home with honor.
Does he really drop the mic?
No.
That'd be so funny.
I think he's got a lavalier.
Oh, my God, he's nuts.
Oh, teared up. Glenn Beck.
What the fuck,
begging
man.
Everyone to realize that we're living in the 1930s all over again.
Go with honor.
They're coming for us.
They're coming for you.
And then he, in a week or two, will say, I apologize for my... The role I had in the divisiveness. Remember when he did
that? Oh, yeah, yeah, on Fox, right?
If I had a role in that.
If I had it to do all over again, I might not be a big fucking bigot.
Well, and he's gotten worse on his own ridiculous station.
I mean, he's in a building where no one tells him no. And he's nuts.
He got fired from Fox because he was crazy. Let's put that in perspective. He got fired from Fox.
Yeah, Brent Hume was like, I'm not sharing a locker room with that nut.
He was saying crazy bullshit.
Yeah.
Speaking of crazy bullshit, we'll be back with our crazy bullshit again tomorrow to wrap up the week for y'all live 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific. Every weekday we are here 5 to 7 on the Eastern Type Coast. Reruns are available, podcast form on Stitcher, on iTunes, and on crabdiving.com.
Yeah.
Don't forget all the other great stuff that's running here on the network 24/7 for your ear holes. Pick up any of the shows anytime you want.
The Cantilinguist, The Daily Upper Decker, Pieces of Silver, Morning Wood,
Hollywood Hick,
and
more to come. Go to crabdiving.com/live to listen to the stream anytime you want. Dip in at any time.
Yummy.
And every show is available on the iTunes, on the Stitcher, and on crabdiving.com.
Cha-ching.
Follow all of our social medias. Go to crabdiving.com. You can click on all of our social media links there.
Instagram.
Everything you need.
You put some great pictures on there.
Instagram and Pinterest and all over the place. Don't forget to follow us, crabdiving.com, at crabdiving on Twitter. Ryan is at radar.com. comedy.
Pat is at Vile Experience. Oh, so fucking vile.
Kate does not have a Twitter account.
Does she not?
Dog. And that's probably a good thing. We don't forget everything you need for crab diving is at crabdiving.com. We will talk to you all tomorrow.
TTFN.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.